First of all, could you guys introduce yourselves and what instruments you play?
My name is Stan Earhart. I play guitar and keyboards and wind instruments and do a little bit of singing.
My name is Rick Kress. I'm a sometime percussionist.
I'm Scott Newton. I play acoustic guitar and sing.
Gregor Randy, electric guitar, keyboards.
Steve Herberta, part-time keyboards, guitar, little vocals.
Oh, my turn.
Steve Brandwine, I play bass.
How long has this band been together?
A week.
Just about a year. It started just after New Year's last year. Not as it is right now, but the beginning of it.
Three of us probably have been about 6 months.
How did the other people get involved with the band?
These three guys, Brandwine, Herberta, and Randy, they were in a band a few years back called Icarus. Steve got them in the band with Stan and I, and then we found Rick about 3 months ago.
He was
in the gutter.
You should explain how you, Stan, and Steve met.
Yeah, we had a band called Stan and the East Tones. With Stan as our lead honcho, and
real happening band.
We didn't do a whole lot, and
basically came about with the originals that we're doing now, though the groundwork.
Yeah.
Then last summer when Steve and Greg joined the band, they kind of reworked the originals and kind of gone on from there.
But now you're all from different states, is that correct?
Originally.
Now how did you all end up coming into this area?
Well, see, Steve and me and Greg we're from Illinois, and Scott is too. They met at school
in Michigan.
That's where they met Stan and... Well, that's where Steve met Scott. And then Rick... Well, Stan's originally from Kansas, you know. I don't know what he's doing out this way.
No.
Yeah,
somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah. Rick had an ad up in a music store, and we called the store. We were looking for a drummer last fall, and we found him through the music store. And he had a real pretentious ad up there. But we called him up anyway. He's not bad.
We love him. Stan's too kind.
Now, all of you have got musical background, professional training. How does it help this band?
Well, let's see. We have Fusionoid fans, we have classical backgrounds, and I am basically...
Bob Dylan.
Well, I'm more into the folk scene, so all these merge in together, so...
Actually, Stan and Rick are musical
blood. Musical wimps.
No, they let us know if we get too many beats in one.
We were to pass up the opportunity to let them know.
If we have any chance, we can have them. Let them have it.
Now, how does other things that you've done as far as other groups you've played and helped this band?
Giving everybody a concept of how a band should run.
Yeah, it's been easy for me, Steve, and Greg to work together because, you know, we played together before and we basically know each other's styles and stuff, so that's helped a lot. And, you know, we have the same kind of taste in music, so that helps out pretty much. Now, Stan and Rick, I don't know how they fit in.
Oh, we notice your taste is usually poor.
Oh, thank you.
Fair to poor.
Yeah. Why did you just decide to go into the performing arts?
I think it's just love of music for me. I really enjoy music.
I didn't want to be a garbage man, so I thought I'd do that.
Okay. Too much spare time.
Is this something that you always wanted to do?
Or? Yeah, basically, I think so.
All of us have been trying for a number of years, you know, it's different groups and stuff. And
kind of growing up with rock and roll and everything, just kind of playing instruments when we were younger and everything.